Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Carolyn Spezza greets me warmly and ushers me to sit down at her kitchen table, where her laptop is out, along with a massive blue binder.
I felt like I needed to work on our inventory.
It's more paperwork for an insurance claim that she filed more than 2 years ago and still hasn't settled. The Spezza's home, along with more than 1,000 other homes in this mountainous rural region, burned to the ground in the Valley Fire of 2015. But the fire turned out to be just the beginning. Spezza says she and her husband were determined to rebuild. So they started tackling the first step, providing the insurance company with evidence of their losses.
So we did this very professionally with all the details they would possibly need. We were totally honest, like page after page after page. The whole thing is about 100 pages long.
Spezza flips through the binder, showing me architectural drawings, photos of light fixtures, custom cabinetry, and on and on and on. But she says rather than settling or even doing his own estimate, her adjuster kept asking for more documents. Even worse was when he wouldn't reply to her emails at all for months.
I wonder how much of it is them just wearing you down because it's maddening.
It took so much time, she stopped working as a research associate to focus on the insurance claim full time.
So meanwhile, the backdrop of this is our girls are dying to move back home. So they kept asking us, like, why is their house going up and not ours?
Finally, they gave up the idea of rebuilding, hired lawyers to help them get a chunk of their policy, and bought a replacement home. But they still haven't gotten the money for the house contents.
So one of our concerns is people like us that are really good at paperwork can't get our policies. What are other people that are vulnerable that don't even know what their rights are? How are they being taken advantage of?
She wants things to be different this time around for the thousands of wildfire survivors who've just filed claims.
The process is going to be a little bit lengthy, especially in these homes where they're total losses.
Tim Foster is a catastrophe claims specialist for State Farm Insurance. He says part of what takes so long isn't to make the process harder. It's to make sure that customers are getting everything they're entitled to. Now, some policyholders say their insurers are very helpful, but others are starting to see problems, like Mendocino County resident John Kennedy.
In all reality, the insurance adjuster's job is to, not rip anyone off, but to settle for as little as they possibly can.
Kennedy didn't lose his home, but a bunch of his friends did. And he's a policy nerd, so he offered to make insurance calls as a way to help them out.
These people had no place to live and, not a ton of money. What are we going to do?
Kennedy says one adjuster told him insurance would only pay the family's additional living expenses for a matter of months. But California law says after a disaster, insurers have to pay this for 2 full years. After Kennedy reminded him of this, the adjuster agreed to help the family out.
I can't imagine that this is the only incident and the only insurance adjuster in the country that isn't saying the same thing.
According to the state's insurance commissioner, Dave Jones, it's not.
And so we're here to say this needs to stop.
At a press conference this week, Jones put insurers on notice to abide by California law. If they don't, he can impose fines.
But our objective is not to mete out penalties. Our objective is to get the insurers to do the right thing by their consumers.
Jones says if consumers do have any problems, they should call the California Department of Insurance. For their part, insurers point to the vast number of claims that are handled without any complaints. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis.